Nigeria, the world's 8th largest oil exporter, is already suffering huge losses because of violence in the oil-producing region. Friday's attacks were the latest in the Niger Delta, the home of Africa's biggest oil industry, which has become notorious for kidnappings and raids on oil sites since militants launched a campaign of sabotage 2 years ago. Thousands of foreign workers have left since 2006 as violence has spiraled, and some industry executives see the situation descending further into anarchy. Nigeria's Parliament Speaker, Dimeji Bankole, says the crisis is out of control and requires external intervention.
The problems with Niger Delta today are clear to all of us, as it's affecting every home in Nigeria. If care is not taken, we'll begin to move out of the Niger Delta and consume the whole nation. And it's not rocket science to figure out that this is no longer a Niger Delta problem, nor a Nigerian problem, but a global problem.
More than 200 foreigners have been seized in the Niger Delta since early 2006, almost all have been released unharmed. Armed men kidnapped two Germans working for a construction firm near Port Harcourt, the main city in the Niger Delta, 2 weeks ago. Several foreign firms, including French tech company Michelin and oil servicing firm Wilbros, have left the region because of security problems. Relations and friends of prominent Nigerians have also been targeted by gangs seeking ransom money. Violence in the Delta, a wetlands region, is rooted in poverty, corruption, and lawlessness. Most inhabitants have seen few benefits from 5 decades of oil extraction that has damaged their environment. The year-old administration of President Umaru Yar'Adua has repeatedly promised to address the root causes of the unrest, but there is widespread skepticism over the government's handling of the problem and concerns about the future. None of the many militant organizations in the Niger Delta has claimed responsibility for the latest abductions. Gebede Castor for VOA News, Abuja.